Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And we're delighted to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. If you're listening live, welcome. Today is January 28th, 2016. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 406. It's a beautiful day to hear from you. So call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Maybe you tuned in to the webinar yesterday about on-time shipping metric and you have some questions. Happy to help answer them. Or maybe you just have a general question or you want your listing dished. And that's where we take your listing and we give it a critique. Or maybe you just want to shoot the breeze with me and Lee.
Just shoot the breeze.
Shoot the breeze, the eBay breeze.
Yes, at 888-RADIO-30. Oh, Griff, the election process. Oh, my God. It just won't end. Yeah. It just keeps going on and on and on.
I'm getting a headache.
It's a dog and pony show.
You're being kind.
Oh, my. Next, yeah, it's really a cluster, you know what. Next week, the real election process begins in Iowa. They're going to have the caucus is next Monday, February 1st. Mm-hmm. The week ends with Super Bowl 50 on Sunday the 7th.
Yeah.
And eBay for charity. Aren't you excited? Super Bowl. Oh, my gosh. No. San Francisco people should be very excited, right? No?
It's a split.
Everyone but you.
No, not everyone but
me.
Oh,
okay.
It's a split feeling. So there's a lot of pros and a lot of cons.
Okay.
A lot of fours and a lot of antis.
Well, as usual, eBay.
And that's because we who live here are going to experience 2 weeks of incredibly bad traffic problems.
Oh, stop whining. Whine.
You don't live here.
I know.
If you lived here, you might think differently.
I guess. I need to be nice. eBay for charity gets in on it, though.
Yeah, they do.
The tailgate party.
Yeah.
eBay for charity gets the tailgate party started with an auction for a stay in the Oscar Mayer Winnebago.
Mm-hmm. That may be the only way I would want to join the Super Bowl festivities.
What is it, right?
Well, because it's the Oscar Mayer Winnebago, and it plays an important part of my life.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Well, let's give the item number, and then you can tell us how it plays an important part of your life.
It's 19...
Because you've been called a weenie a few times?
That, but there's even more. 1-917-8358-4411.
Again, please.
1-917-8358-4411.
Okay, I'm there.
So I posted on our little chatty waddy board a photo of a painting that my dearest friend that I've known since we were babies, Danelle Rivas, who's a painter today, she paints kind of like, not like her, but in the same vein as Frida Kahlo, who is a hero mm-hmm. of hers. And she paints from her life. And when she was a child of, I don't remember this, but apparently it was around when we were the same age, so maybe I wasn't there, but the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile drove through the neighborhood when she was like 5 or 6, and it completely traumatized her for the rest of her life. So she's been doing paintings of those since, and I have a huge mixed media painting.
I see it.
Of the driver sitting on the standing on the car, and it's the Oscar Mayer Wiener.
So what makes it mixed media? Because I can't tell on the picture.
Well, I think she uses a combination of watercolor and oils and pencils and stuff like that. So
and there it is in your home.
And she has been looking for this for years, and I have in my lifetime I've seen it twice. It was. The most recent time was a couple of years ago down at a Safeway in South San Jose where it's next to a Savers. And I'd gone to the Savers and next door, there's the Wienermobile. So I took a picture of it and I sent it to her and said, I got it. You haven't Aww. Seen it yet. It's right here. And then they give out, whoever's driving it gives out these little whistles that are in the shape of the Wienermobile.
Uh-huh.
So I got her a whistle.
A Wiener whistle.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my connection. But it's up for auction.
Well, no. Here's the deal. Here's
what
it is. Okay.
What?
All right, it's actually A tailgate party. It's a tailgate party.
Right. You're not going to buy it.
So what's going to happen is the Weenie Bag, it's fully loaded.
Okay. It's the Weenie Mobile.
It's rolling into San Francisco for two nights only on February 6th to offer one lucky football-loving group. So it's you and your buddies.
Oh, I see. There's the Wiener Mobile and there's the Weenie Bago.
It's the chance to sleep, relax, and enjoy the city during the big game. So it's a tricked out thing with living spaces and stuff, but it's also next door, right when you walk out of the door of the Wiener Mobile, there's going to be a Wiener Mobile turn living room next door.
I see. Yeah, okay.
It's stocked with Oscar Mayer stuff.
Yeah.
And everything you and your buddies are going to need. And by the way, the proceeds of this auction benefit Stop Hunger Now.
Yes, it does.
So if
with Oscar Mayer wieners.
If you want to bid on this, again, the number is 1-917-8358-4411, and there are 19 bids. It's currently up to $1,503, and there are 2 days and 18 hours left.
So there it is.
It's going to close on Sunday.
And Freud would be proud.
Oh, yes. We won't even go there. And I'm very proud of you.
Sometimes
up until now, I've been very proud of you.
Sometimes an Oscar Mayer wiener is just an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Yes.
Right.
And they're not just happy to see you.
Right.
So anyway, this is a great idea, and I love it when eBay gets involved in charity auctions anyway. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it does end this Sunday, so if you want to do it up in San Francisco, right, this is the way to do it. So I assume...
I saw the Oscar Mayer wiener drive into the Lincoln Tunnel, and that traumatized me for life.
But. Oh, I'm who's the Hollywood, not Hollywood, I think he was Italian guy who his movies, you know, you go into the tunnel. Who am I thinking of?
I have no idea, babe.
Anyway, Fellini, I guess. I guess we all know what that means.
Federico Fellini.
When it goes into the tunnel, yes. Mm-hmm.
I think it was also, I forget his name, he's a comedian, and I'm having a, he said when he was a kid, you know, puberty, had dreams of hot dogs chasing donuts down the Lincoln Tunnel.
And why not?
Anyway, so go bid on the Oscar Mayer Weenie Bago tailgate party and have yourself a weenie of a time. Bring your wiener dog.
Please. So now Valentine's Day is coming, you know, a couple of weeks left.
Oh, jeez.
An eBay Valentine's Day microsite is already spreading the love, Griff.
Yeah.
It's at ebay.com/rpp/valentinesday.com. Mm. But if you don't want to go through all that, I don't even know why they bother, you know, because the truth of the matter is if you go to ebay.com, I believe there is a link. Let's see. ebay.com main page. Show them you get them. There's a big heart to the left when you go on the main page today. And it says, show them you get them, find inspiration. And if you click on that, it just gives you all different ideas for things to send to your loved one and to buy for your loved one.
What would I send?
And it's got for the one. Okay, listen. Okay, so it's got for the one. And then under it, you can click on for the one who's always plugged in, for the one who's always trending,
for
the
one
who loves to get outdoors, for the one who loves to try the newest dish.
For the one who...
For the one with decadent taste. Oh, there you go.
For the one who thinks, who knows you think the world of her and you can kiss her behind for all she cares.
Exactly.
Right.
You got it.
Right.
Here it is. For the one with decadent taste.
Oh,
I clicked
that's
on
me.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
Gourmet 6-inch cheesecake sampler. And what it is it's got a sample of every kind of cheesecake. It's a big round, like it would be one block of cheesecake, only each slice is a different type of...
It's a diabetic holiday.
Mm-hmm. A Keurig coffee brewer.
Keurig?
See, Keurig.
Oh, Keurig. I thought you said curd. I'm thinking,
no.
You mean like Kurdistan curd?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Here's an Oster Tuxedo Black Electric wine opener.
I like to open with a wine.
So this is, yes, you do it very well.
Thank you.
So this is for the person who is with decadent taste. They have for the wine lover. They have for the one who pulls at your heartstrings, for the one who can't resist an epic love story, for the one who always sparkles, for the one with discerning taste. Let's look at that one. Burberry, yeah, expensive stuff. Not really. Diamond ring for $500. A Burberry Lauristone bag for $1,000.
Yeah.
Depends on who you
thousand
are.
Here, as a thousand here, a thousand there.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll love you eventually.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Right.
So, all right.
Am I coming off as cynical today?
What else is new?
Oh, good.
Well, they're snarky and they're cynical.
Yeah, sometimes I hit both of those marks real fast.
Yeah, we like those times. Good radio. For good radio.
Yeah, well, then I'll try harder.
So, anyway, there are a couple of weeks left till Valentine's Day, and you can find what you want for your honey on eBay. And I wonder, are you doing anything for Valentine's Day as a seller? Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 and tell us about it. Or if you have a question or a comment today, we'd love to hear from you.
We do something.
And just a moment. And if you can't get to us by telephone for some reason or you just don't want to,
use carrier pigeon.
Feel free to click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player you're listening to us on right now. Send us that email, and we'll read it over the air, and we'll try to help you with your issue or your question or your comment when you do that. So we're here for you. So what were you saying, Griffola?
Howie and I do something for Valentine's Day.
What do you do?
Well, it's close to our anniversary, so we go out every year to
What's your anniversary?
I think it's February 9th. So it's, you know, close.
Okay.
We call it, like, Valentine's Day, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
So it becomes very important to the two of you because it's also your anniversary. So what are you getting, Howie?
I'm picking up the check at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's an expensive restaurant.
That's it, huh?
Well, you know, we're simple folk.
So. Yeah, sure.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. We're expecting your call any moment at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance? You can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
As an online seller, you need to know what to sell, how to price it, and when to list it. You need marketplace data, and you need it fast. Terapeak knows what you need. Their newly responsive interface works on both your computer and your mobile device to help you grow your sales more quickly and easily than ever. Terapeak can help you find hot products, plus so much more. It shows you traffic and clicks from eBay search, as well as sales across multiple accounts and marketplaces, all in a single dashboard. With Terapeak, you can make data-driven sales, profit, and revenue projections. You can also score and optimize your listings. All this, plus the in-depth research that Terapeak is famous for. With 365 days of eBay data, there's never been a better time to try today's Terapeak free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com.
providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit bubblefast.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Are your items specific? Hardy har har. Let us hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, we have a Contact Us, and it's kind of interesting because it helps us to talk about radio and eBay.
Oh, dear.
AJ from Orlando, Florida, known on eBay as I Am a J Hunter 2. Since Griff is being snarky, I thought I would too.
Ah, geez.
I always get a kick out of the show intro that says, eBay Radio, where photos and your calls have no borders. Yet it seems that at least once in every show, a caller is cut off because of the hard break. Wouldn't that be the definition of a call having a border?
Oh, so she's picky. Yeah,
so let me explain. You know, I'm he's just, you know, joking, but...
He did get you, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but yeah. Let's explain.
Okay, you explain.
All right. When you have a caller on a talk show,
yeah,
and you are talking to the caller, 99 times out of 100, when you end that call, you're finished with the call. I don't care about the hard break, whatever. If we say goodbye to the person or if we don't come back with that person, it means we were through with that person.
Yeah.
To that end, Griff no longer allows us to take calls the last segment of each show.
Right.
Because we may not get through with that caller and it would be horrible.
Well, and I don't say this was deliberate, but it was definitely showing a pattern. We would get someone who had a very contentious issue and they would call at the end of the show.
They were PO'd.
And it would be something that I couldn't help with on the air even if I wanted to, because I don't have access to account information and we don't publish. We can't talk about that publicly because of privacy concerns. And then we'd end the show on a weird note.
Exactly.
So once we stopped doing that,
and then you'd go off and you'd feel bad because you didn't get to finish. So we stopped doing that. But please know that hard breaks are not unusual. Everyone has them. The reason you have them is because you have to go to the news at the top of the hour, etc. And we do our best. But I get the drift, and I hope it was a little bit tongue in cheek. So I guess you could say when we say your calls have no borders, we mean you can call in from anywhere in the world, haha.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that's what we meant. We didn't mean that it was a free-for-all of the radio show, that you could come on, have a martini, and swear like a sailor.
Really? We didn't mean that.
That purview...
But you know, that would make the show good today.
That's my bailiwick. Sorry.
If somebody called in with that.
Or the new one. You know the new word people use? That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Where did that come from of a sudden? It must be some guy wrote a book, right?
No, I think it actually, let's look it up. Wheelhouse.
Okay.
Let's see what that means. Wheelhouse. A part of a boat or a ship serving as a shelter for the person at the wheel. So it's where the wheel person would sit. It's like, have you noticed, by the way, so wheelhouse is popular. Have you noticed the popularity of a very old English word, bespoke?
No.
Yeah, it's popular with millennials.
Hmm.
I had never seen it all my life. I've never seen anyone use this word. So maybe I was asleep and suddenly it was always popular and I just didn't notice it. But I don't think that's the case.
So a lot of people are obviously Googling where did term wheelhouse come from, because it came right up for me. It changed.
We have 2 million
it did its
listeners,
auto thing,
so.
And it said, where did term wheelhouse come from?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the deal. I've got a $25 Bubble Fast gift certificate right here to give away. Look it up. Use your Google, whatever you can do. First person to call in, 888-RADIO-30, to tell us the wheelhouse. Where does it come from?
Wheelhouse.
Et cetera.
I just told you where it came from. How do you mean? We already talked about
it. No, but the new buzzword.
Oh, bespoke?
No.
Bespoke. Do you know what it means?
Everybody forget it. First person to call in gets the... I don't care what you talk about. You're going to get...
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
You're going to get a $25 gift certificate.
You get that. That's something. I'm dying to talk about a subject, and I can't because it's not my wheelhouse.
there you go.
Yay! But I know you're excited about some news that we'll be able to talk about soon. So.
Yes, very excited, and I wish I could talk about it, but I can't.
I talked about it this morning with someone here.
Did you? Were they excited?
They're
really?
They're beyond the moon. Are you kidding?
Is her initial K?
Yes, it is.
Ah, yeah!
And,
oh, good.
And that person thinks that you're a lifesaver. They are so going to tap you for your expertise.
Do you know
and
what?
And people listening to
Thank
this are
you,
going crazy.
Griff.
Right.
Thank you so much. Because, you know, it's hard. You've been in meetings before, I'm sure, in your life, somewhere along the line, where you think nobody knows who I am or what my talents are.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking that yesterday at the beginning of the meeting. Well, I'm just this, you know, Griff's sidekick here. And, you know, they don't know, you know, what I can do and what my team can do.
Yeah.
She got it about 2 minutes into the thing.
Oh.
I was very excited. And I can't wait to tell everybody. And I know the listeners are waiting to hear some news from us about it. And I can't say anything yet.
No, you can't, but I can give hints.
Yeah, so give hints.
So here's some hints.
Okay.
Right. Yearly event.
Okay, that's a good hint. Yearly event is a good hint.
Right.
Right. Second hint.
Elvis Presley and Anne Margaret.
That's a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
What's another one? What's another hint?
Hot as hell.
Yeah, I think you've just given it away. So there you go. Good job, Lee. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, we're real excited because we're going to be able to really make a difference, and we're just excited.
Yeah.
And, of course, to be associated with the K person and the other people, oh, my gosh, unbelievable meeting we had yesterday.
That was a good meeting.
It was.
Anyway, they love you, babe.
Well,
they can't stop singing your praises.
As well they should.
You know how I felt about that. I went out and I bought myself a chopped liver t-shirt. The tables have turned.
Yes. No. You the man, honey, let's face it. But it was a very good feeling when I left that, because I was excited, because here's a real win-win situation, right? I mean, they're going to get something, we're going to get something. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting, yes.
Of course, everybody's wondering what the hell's going on. I'm sure there are some people who have an idea.
Of course they do.
Of what we're talking about.
We have the smartest radio audience in the world.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
They never let me forget it either.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Okay, we have a listing dish.
I love those.
From Sherry Gilson.
Oh, Sherry. I just saw Sherry on Tuesday night.
In San Jose, my little general store.
Yeah, she's good.
Is her eBay ID. So let me give you the item number, okay?
Hold on.
And then we'll go from there.
All right, go ahead.
It is 3715-3182-0958. Again, that's 3715-3182-0958. And I'm going to go there right now myself. Once you get there, you can...
Oh, it's Trog.
Paste. Search. Okay. Oh, okay. It is it's a stuffed animal.
It is. It's Trog.
So why don't you start with the title?
So it's a singing gorilla plush Valentine's heart, red rose, wild thing, I think I love you. So what is it, the red? Oh, he's holding a red rose.
Wild thing, I think I love you.
Which was a song by the...
Oh, I forgot who made it.
The Trogs.
Yes.
And?
Everybody loved that song.
What was Joan Crawford's last movie?
I don't remember.
Trog.
Oh.
Which was a terrible movie.
Okay.
And it was kind of a, I don't want to say science fiction, but it was about a huge ape. And it was called Trog.
Was he a nice ape or a...
No, he started out nice, if I remember correctly. I went to see it. It was 1970. It was her last film. Poor thing. What a way to end her career. Yeah, so it all comes together. Plus, another connection is she says red rose because red rose is what he's holding. But I also think back in the 60s of the red rose commercials with all the chimpanzees playing the instruments. Red rose tea,
yes.
Red rose tea, red rose. We laughed as kids at those. So anyway, the title looks good. I'm assuming there's no brand. So
okay.
It's unbranded. So, but you got all this stuff in there. You got Valentine's, you got heart, you got red, you got plush, you got gorilla, wild thing. I think I love you. I don't know about I think I love you. So because what you're missing is I would have stuffed as opposed to that. I don't think anyone's going to search on I think I love you. They might search on wild thing. So I think that's okay. But I would lose the I think I love you and put stuffed. Monkey, chimpanzee would be another word to put in there, although it's not technically a chimp. You could put chimp. I would. There are better
stuffed animals. Important. I think they should have had
An animal stuff. Well, it's in the stuffed animal category, but that yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. But still,
yeah. So I would change. I would get rid of the I think I love you.
What about the pictures?
Pictures are good. They're huge. And I can see them really well. I can see everything really well.
Which you love when they're
I love that. Because, you know, that's how you make your decision is what it looks like. So, here's a little tag on the back of his pants that says, okay, yeah.
Can we read it?
Yeah, it's made by the MTY International Company. So it's not really a branded item.
Taiwan.
Yeah.
Made in China.
As opposed to the mainland. It's just the cutest thing to buy your girlfriend.
It is adorable.
It is. And we'll continue
with this.
We'll
finish the listing dish.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Tell us about your eBay world or call us 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's MiloDesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.